Leading our news this morning, Immigration Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed today that there's been another more serious incident at the detention centre on Manus Island. The minister says all non-essential staff have been evacuated as a precaution. He says a group of asylum seekers broke out of the centre overnight and some are yet to be accounted for. Mr Morrison says several asylum seekers have been injured, some seriously. The United Nations report has found widespread crimes against humanity in North Korea. The year-long inquiry was headed by former Australian High Court Judge Michael Kirby. The UN accuses the regime of ordering systematic torture, rape, starvation and mass killings that verge on genocide. Households in New South Wales are now facing a big rise in their gas bills. Gas retailers want to raise prices by up to 20%, which would leave many consumers more than $200 a year out of pocket. West Australians will find out today whether they have to go back to the polls for another Senate election. The original result was thrown into doubt after more than 1,300 votes went missing during a recount. The High Court will hand down its decision on this matter later this morning. A teenage father has been charged for allegedly bashing his baby son at Bunbury Hospital in Western Australia. The month-old baby is now in a critical condition in a Perth hospital. The boy's 15-year-old father has faced court, charged with causing grievous bodily harm.